Could ancient magical objects have been extraterrestrial technology? One has to wonder if anything the ancients ever found was left for the ancients by extraterrestrials. Could some object from history or maybe fantasy been real and have certain powers because of extraterrestrial technology? Maybe there was an Excalibur which was really extraterrestrials' technology built into something which would look familiar to humans of the time? After all, it seems there were plenty of objects which prior humans said had strange powers, so why couldn't some of these stories be true, not for the reasons which were thought to be the reason like the supernatural, but because they were technological? Could simple things without any moving parts have been objects which had nanotechnology built into them which was far ahead of even what we have today? Archaeologists have mentioned the Antikythera mechanism quite often. This was a mechanical computer built over 2,000 years ago with parts that would not be seen again for at least 1,400 years. The experts think this was an ancient Greek creation. Maybe it wasn't. Just maybe it could have been an extraterrestrial gift which was given to us to help advance us quicker. I have never heard anyone state a theory like this before, and it may sound way out there to some, but remember, it is best to keep an open mind. The ancient Greeks had many inventions which could have advanced civilization but seem to have been ignored. Perhaps some of them came from ideas given to them to make them think the ideas were theirs. Some things are very hard to explain when we are going back in history, and some of these things or methods seem far too advanced to have been originally ours. Take the plaque at the Egyptian temple at Sitte, also known as Abydos, for example. On the side is a plaque, but it is not just the usual plaque containing images of kings or hieroglyphs. On this thousands of years old plaque is the image of a modern helicopter, plane, boat, along with a couple of unrecognizable images. How could this be? Were the ancient Egyptians able to see into the future, and if so, why aren't there more pictures of other future objects? Could it be just as likely this is really a message from extraterrestrials to us, for future man, telling us they were here helping? There will be some who attribute these things to the paranormal, and I can understand why, but there certainly could be other explanations. There is a cup, or should I say a partially destroyed cup, which is known as the Nanteos cup. Some think this wooden cup is the Holy Grail, others don't think so. The cup is said to have healing powers. It was lent out to the sick many times to help them heal. Could this cup really heal, and if so, could it have been an alien gift? Surely extraterrestrials, some of who could be thousands of years ahead of us or more, could have healing powers and devices we might think were ordinary. Extraterrestrials have already demonstrated these healing powers a few times on humans just by being near them. Some UFO investigators have said they have a theory which states some of the greatest inventions have come to us via extraterrestrials. They have put the ideas in our heads to try and speed our development along. People like Dr. Greer, the doctor turned UFO investigator, has said we are much further along in technology than we think, because there are secret government agencies which are hiding much of this advanced technology. He is the same person who briefed a president, chief of the Defense Department, and many other government officials. They wanted to talk to him because he learned so much about extraterrestrials. Yes, it seems he knew more than they did, because these government agencies are said to be hiding these facts from many in the government, even presidents. We know the ancients were more capable than we are today of moving huge stones weighing hundreds of tons, and this is evident in their constructions. We don't know how they did this, and in some cases with the very large stones we could not duplicate what they did. The proof of this is right in front of us. Could the ancients have been given a device which had the power to do this? There are a few stories which were stated about people seeing huge rocks floating through the air to their destination. Could these stories be true? There was an advisor to Queen Elizabeth I who was said to have a magical device which was a special mirror. He named it the Scrying Mirror. He said when he looked into the mirror, He could see angels and communicate with them, and they gave him a purple crystal which would allow him to predict the future. Could he have been communicating with extraterrestrials? And if he was given a crystal, could it have housed some sort of alien device which gave him the predictions? There is more to this story, however. The crystal was passed down until it got to a doctor who said it had healing powers. Then something happened which was said to have scared the doctor, who then refused to use it again. It is said the doctor saw what he thought was a demon come out of the stone. Could this have been an alien traveler? I think most of us have heard of King Solomon, but how many know he was said to have a magical ring? It has been said the Archangel Michael gave the ring to him. Could an alien have been mistaken for an angel? Could the ring have contained advanced alien technology? It was said to give him the power to command the jinn, which are said to be magical creatures. The ring has disappeared, and some say it was misused down through the centuries. If it was a gift from an angel, would it have been allowed to be misused? There are so many strange objects which our ancestors thought were magical, and I have to say, if a truly advanced civilization came here with some gadgets, we might think they were magic depending on what they were capable of. I am not saying every story about ancient devices is extraterrestrial technology, but I am saying there could be some which were planted on this planet on purpose to give us the nudge we needed. There was a lot of time when humans were mostly unproductive beyond a certain point.